right, you guys, thank you for tuning in on today's episode. We're talking more about womb healing. Womb healing, not only physically, but spiritually, because a lot of problems that I'm starting to see and the messages that I'm getting is that if I'm talking to my women, because I want to start these conversations. Actually, yes, today is Wednesday, so this is going to be, we're going to be stepping to womb healing and womb healing Wednesdays. We're just going to put that like that. So we're going to find different ways not only to express ourselves and ask questions about certain things, because a lot of triggers that women have, you know, comes from past trauma. It doesn't have to always be physical trauma. It could be mental trauma, spiritual trauma, you know, trauma that was passed down from generation after generation. So us as women, once we start healing those traumas, you know, on every level, you know, you will be able to operate in your own space, any space. You will be able to operate more clearly in your space, because you will start hearing the universe and the world more clearly. You will become sensitive, but you will be hearing certain things clearly, especially if you're an intuitive person, an empathic person. You know, this is conversations that we can't X out. I know you may be a religious person. You know, this is just an area there where there is no limit of discussion, because it must be talked about. And the only, as a woman, you can speak to another woman. But as a man, you know, the conversation may be different. That's why I wanted to close Wednesday off, to talking to my women, because, you know, it's a lot of healing that we need to do. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to find different ways to communicate with each other on Wednesdays, as far as wellness, wisdom, healing Wednesdays. And then we're going to find a date to come together with our men for like couples coaching and things like that, where we talk to different people. You know, we try different things to help each other communicate better and heal better. So, you know, that's just, some of the things that I am working on. So, and we're not only going to shut off the conversation to just us as men, you know, as, far as our gods and our goddesses, our queens and our kings, our, you know, whatever title that you hold. We're not going to only bring these discussions out for us, but we're going to find time to bring our youth in. Because if anyone noticed, a lot of our youth don't even have nobody to sit down and speak with them about certain conversations. So they get to learning things from different places. And a lot of information that they may pick up may not be the right information, or they may have not interpreted the right way. So, you know, we're not perfect. You know, we are living a real life reality, especially through all the things, through this whole, you know, through everything that's been going on. A lot of us, you've been able to sit with your people more. You know, you've been able to connect with your tribe more. So you start to see things that you haven't seen. You're starting to really meet each other again. You know, especially those who've been working from home. You know, you starting to have to really see the little things that you may have not seen in our children. They're at home from school. So they may have, they're meeting, you know, we all coming into different areas to have to come together in different ways. So this platform, you know, I want to, I don't know how it may go. You know, I don't want to censor the audience or whatever. So I do want to have a different space where it's more for the youth. And I want to have a space where, you know, we have for the adults. So that's just some things that I'm putting in the making, because we all are growing together. We all getting through things together, and we all are learning together. But it's amazed me some of the conversation that, you know, younger people may ask. And, you know, some things that they ask you, they ain't censoring. So, you know, but it's about respect and certain things. So we're going to find a way to balance everything out. But today is Wisdom Wellness Womb Wednesday. So we're going to stay with the W, Women Wisdom. We're going to do the Wisdom Wednesday, Woman's Wednesday, Wisdom Woman. So we just going to touch the W today, you guys. Okay, so with the, what I'm getting in this is, I'm stepping back into my old notes, because for some reason I got challenged to sit back and go through some of these old, you know, I'm creating, you know, my book is, I'm getting my book together. But, you know, I take notes too, so I'm going to just go into my old notes, and I'm going to interpret what, you know, I got out of certain messages, you know, a while ago. So through my, I'm going to be different with this. So inner peace, helping, finding different ways to have inner peace today. So inner peace, having peace within will show outwardly and abundantly. Together, you know, so having inner peace will show outwardly and abundantly. It shows certain things are aligning together. Okay. So, and that just takes me back to Wednesday. You know, Wednesday, and, you know, it's a good day for creation. You know, which we're not, which, you know, once you tap into knowing yourself, you know that things have been changed. And, you know, we ancestors speak in certain ways, but you have to always, like, stay on a certain, you know, level where you don't go so far, you know, spiritual, that those that haven't got there yet can't relate to what you're saying. So I'm just going to say Wednesday. We're just going to say womb day. Womb day. You know, I'm just replacing Wednesday. I'm going to just say womb day. So a good day for creation and healing the womb with different creative ways. So, especially ladies, if you have certain traumas or certain things, just tap into remembering, finding different ways to make this day sacred for you. If it's just like, it don't even have to be this day. If you feel like this is a good day for you, that's fine. But I'm going to start with this day for, it's been a womb day. And if it don't just have to be a Wednesday, if you find yourself a sacred day, far as your menstrual day or your her time, I call that her time, because that's the time you take care of yourself. And I just thought this was a good day to have this discussion on a Wednesday. So the wellness and the wisdom of the woman. So if you find it, you know, that this or any day of your menstrual day, you know, try to make those days sacred for you. And find a way to interpret it into your daily routine. I do apologize, you guys, if you hear some things, because I don't want my device to go to die, so I'm trying to make sure I charge it up. So find, you know, start your day with a nice meditation. Well, first, you know, you want to show gratitude to the Most High, or, you know, show gratitude. Start your day with a meditation. Stretch good. Get your journal. You know, these are days for you. You know, this is a day for you, or, you know, these days are for you, because they are sacred to certain things. You know, you want to find the best days to start healing and going in and heal. So that's a good, that's like a personal day, which is your menstrual day, or if you want to say Wednesday or Woman's Day, or, you know, that's just a day that you find creative, you know, tap into your creativity. Tap into your creativity. Find different ways to heal creatively. You know, I've been working on this project for a few years now, you guys, because what really triggered it off, what really triggered it off was, as I got older and I stepped into purity, when I was younger, I wasn't really conscious, you know, which a lot of us not. I wasn't really conscious of the things that I was eating as a child, you know, so as I got older and I started learning myself more and doing more research, you know, I seen why I had certain issues, because I used to suffer from heavy, you know, as I got into teenage years or whatever, and you start to find different protective ways as far as birth control or whatever, you know, we all go through that once we get a certain age. But I feel like I end up making the wrong decision when it came into birth control. And with that being said, I end up having heavy hemorrhaging. I used to hemorrhage, like I used to have heavy menstrual. And it wasn't because, you know, it wasn't, you know, certain things I'm seeing that it was the birth control. So it kind of messed up my hormones. So I had to really start being conscious of the things that I was eating. I didn't know what was going on. I thought, but it was my weight, and I seen that the birth control made me gain weight. So that it did something to my hormones. So I started having heavy menstruals. So once I start getting into herbs and herbalism and stuff, I started to change my body. You know, I went on different, after I had my child years later and stuff, I started to see, you know, I'm like, oh, I have to figure this out, because I'm not doing the medicine role. You know, that wasn't for me. I'm like, no, I have to, I just was never a medicine person. So I stepped into getting familiar with different herbs. And when I say that it was my ancestors from,
you know, some old ones came through and taught me how to heal myself. Like, gave me this sacred knowledge of healing myself, you know. And within that journey, I end up running into different things, and you know, people didn't really get you. Why were you so interested in herbs and wanting to eat better and stuff like that? And you know, just the natural way of things. You know, I never really spoke on it. Then the more I felt like I did it, and the more I took care of myself, the more I woke up, the more I started to see things differently. You know, like I started to, you know, see people, places, and things. And, you know, I just started to be sensitive, more sensitive to certain things. But I became a good sensitive in somewhat. But I started to be sensitive around certain people. And like, it heightened certain gifts and stuff that I had when I started, you know, using different things. Because for a while, like, you guys, when I say I stopped using certain toothpaste, certain everything, like, when I went, like, for years, me and my family, like, we went on a whole different, like, this was way before, like, Sabie passed. And because actually, and that's just crazy that Dr. Sabie name came up, because I didn't know who Dr. Sabie was. I heard first that Dr. Sabie went with Left Eye or whatever, but I connected more to Left Eye because I seen Left Eye. I knew what spirituality was, because I used to could read certain things, like look documentaries when I will watch certain documentaries. But the Dr. Sabie thing came, you know, to me, but he sticks with certain herbs and stuff. And then, like, it was just different. I was getting elders that was just always like some type of elder that was right there spiritually, or some type of way that was trying to guide me to herbalism, into natural healing, into spirituality. And because I knew that I seen things differently, if that make any sense. I seen things differently, so I had to take care of my body different, so I couldn't eat and do certain things the same way as other people. So and I fall off. It's like I get it the worst when I don't listen. Like, if I don't, I'm starting to see that. When I don't stay on, like, a light diet, or, like, you know, just certain foods. I have to check with a whole different thing when it comes to certain foods and stuff, because it kind of slows down my, you know, certain gifts that I have. So that's why I started to always appreciate, like, the natural plant-based, and not plant-based. I don't want to say plant-based, because we're not just going to go on this. You know, I just start implementing different things. Like, I would fast or go on a diet for a certain amount of time. You know, that's how I started. I would start, instead of using, like, certain body products, I would try to go get the natural thing of it. So I started with putting, you know, putting like, using only herbal lotions and stuff like that. I started with that. But first it was the toothpaste and my hair products and my toothpaste first. It was my deodorant. It was the deodorant. I don't know. I think it's just different. It was the It's the deodorant, it's the soap and everything, because it's like I don't mess with it. Like, I'm not gonna say if I'm somewhere and that's just all I have, like, oh, that's what I'm gonna, you know, use. But me personally, I'd rather use something natural. I'd rather use like natural products, because in the food, because it just triggered my mind, everything. Like, at first I always read everything. If I couldn't understand everything that was on the back of something, I would just put it back. So then I started saying, like, oh, okay, I can cook with this, so I can put this on my body, because if it's good enough for me to eat, it's good enough for me to put on my body. So I started using different things to cleanse and stuff like that. So my everything that when I stepped into spirituality and you know, just healthier way, a healthier lifestyle, mine was for health, and, you know, mine was for taking care of myself. It was never for no love spells and stuff. Like, so it's just, but all the things kind of, you know, I got both sides of things. So that I just was diverse with things. So I started to see, like, oh, you got some people that use this for this, and you got some people that use that for that. But it depends on the attention that the person has. So, you know, that's when I start really sitting back, looking at this, because every time you turn around, somebody's getting sued for something, for powder and this and that, and then this was toxic, and oh, did y'all use cornstarch back in the day? Did y'all use baby powder? All of us did. So you come 30 years later and whatever years later with saying that it caused cancer. You know, every child was sent home from the hospital that was born into the system. Far as when you come home, they send you home with a Johnson & Johnson's baby pack in the hospital. Majority of the products that's in the hospital is toxic. It's chemical based. You know, you bringing a child out your womb and you're throwing chemical based products on that child for how many years? So with that being said, I started, you know, it got real deep for me, because I always worked with children. I always seen children come home. I always seen, you know, look how we had to take care of ourselves as young women and stuff like that. And then we got personal products that we use on ourselves. And it's so much stuff in that stuff. So on the spiritual side of things, you want to love what you put on your body. You want to make sure you heal what you put on your body. Because what's the best way to, you know, poison a pure vessel with something toxic, you know? And once them toxins come in, it knocks off your intuition. So I started, you know, it didn't come the vegan and the not eating thing. That didn't, you know, that registered to me. You know, like, just not eating certain things. Yeah, I registered that. But I started with my products first. You know, because that was kind of easier for me. I cannot... Oh, actually, whoa. I'm going to take it back. It was actually... It started with my hair. Yeah, it did. It started with... It was my hair, and it was what I was putting on my skin, because I stopped getting perms. I stopped wearing weave. Oh my goodness, yes. I stopped wearing like glue in. Like, if anybody stayed with the era of hair, you know, we went from spritz and glue and all of this stuff, you know, it was just like an identity thing. So you went from putting glue in your hair, that was a chemical, and you know, in certain time, that was a whole thing, that was a whole trend. Like everybody had everybody had a stocking cap with all this gel and spritz and product to keep some stuff on your head and stuff like that. So my awakening kind of got with, I didn't want to put any more glue or stuff in my hair. I wanted more natural. I didn't want perm. I had seen what lye do to your scalp and your hair and perm. And I, for some reason, I felt like the perm was messing with my brain. I don't know how, you know, how that may sound, but it was like, I felt like it was like the chemicals and like the perm was messing with me. So I kind of like went on this whole thing where I didn't want perm. So I used to always just have braids. And then after that, like before, like the thing got big with the weave and stuff, I used to wear like, because I always wore like, you know, hair. So I just was awakening. I didn't want certain hair in my head. I started feeling like it was the hair, like, but no, it was just going through awakening and telling you, you know, to take care of yourself better, you know, make time for you, take certain things that you think is so simple, like for self-care, like just getting your hair done and the products that you're putting on your body and stuff like that. So I just stripped my whole house from any, like, oh, my family probably thought I was crazy, but I didn't want them using nothing if it wasn't real, like if it didn't grow from the earth, pretty much. And that's kind of hard when you're on the budget, you're trying to go buy these expensive products and stuff like this, and just trying to live healthier for your family. And you know, you just start just seeing what you have. You learn to start using and what you have. So that was like, you know, something that I stepped into when I started taking care of myself. So it, and then I just watched what I put in on my body. I only use 100% sanitary napkins. You know, 100% cotton sanitary napkins, because you look at that too. It's a lot of chemicals in a lot of those sanitary napkins. And soon as our young girls go into coming to womanhood, they get them tampons, plug it up. You don't do that. You let it flow. They give you pads that's packed with nothing but chemicals. And then they turn around and say that it's certain cervical cancers. Yeah, because y'all done gave these children these contaminated toxin products to use. So, no. You know, you don't clog up the womb. You let the womb flow. You don't clog up the womb. And if you know, whoever do when you, if you do decide to use like cups or whatever you use, you make sure it's 100% natural tampons, 100% cotton with no chemical. If you get even more, you know. So that's what I push for when it comes to women. And I'm not hard, like, it's like, because once you start taking care of you, it's not like your intuition gonna be so on point. When people come to you with certain stuff, it'd be funny. Cause you like, you don't know. Like, you just don't get it. Like, certain people just will never get it because it's something that, you know, that's handed down to you from a real sacred place. And you start to see just exactly who you are when you take care of yourself. You know, and when guys go through awakening, it's something totally different. We're going to speak on that different. We're going to talk to, you know, we're going to speak on that, that's something different. But women, it's different. You're going to start, it's going to be like a healing journey. You're going to be like, you're going to look at everything like as healing. Like, is this good? Is that 100% this? Is that 100% that? You know, you go on a whole natural, like you just start going crazy for like natural things. Clean water. Is that what's the name? Because for a minute, you know, I stopped, drinking. I don't drink tap water. And if I do have to drink tap water, I cut lemon in it. I cut lemon or lime in it because, you know, or I put a little pink Himalayan salt in it because that balances the, you know, that takes all the, that cleans it. That just bring the pH up more. You know, so if you ain't got certain things to balance and your pH is just not like pH far as smell pH. pH is like your body, your balance, your, like what keep you on balance too. So an acid, it's like acid. So, you know, alkaline, if your body is alkaline, which is, it's like levels, like below a certain level, that mean it's acid. Above a certain level, that mean it's alkaline. So a lot of the foods and a lot of products and stuff is acid, is toxic. It didn't raise above that scale to be alkaline. So if you look at it like this, if you got the more chemicals and the more unnatural things that's in something, that means it's toxic. The more natural pure things is alkaline. So if you want to look at that on different levels, you know, you can play with that scale on many things. So more toxic stuff goes toward non-toxic and toxic. You know, you want to look at that. But far as like on water and like products and stuff like that, like the more you implement natural things into your daily ritual, which is your daily routine of good, you know, I don't know what nobody else is thinking of, but like your daily, if you just keep on implementing these good things far as starting on the mental thing, meditation. You know, that'll keep you balanced. Starting with what you eating and drinking more alkaline, not all that sweets and sugars and stuff like that, because that's gonna put you back on a toxic scale. So that toxic scale make you angry, keep you swelled up, far as inflammation or like pain is inflammation and stuff like that. So the more you natural, the less inflated you are, if that make any sense that on any end. But yeah, so the more natural things and this is from my experience, you know, my journey. So like I started with like the 100% natural products, that's the pads and everything like that, the hair care products, just, you know, food, you know, doing what you can because you want to try to be more balanced and alkaline as possible, you know. And the, you know, it's different. I think the more like person that started awakening, the awakening was with the taking care of yourself, you know, you do have to pay homage to the elders. You can't just forget that, because some of them, they awakening was different, but majority of it came from what you eat. You are what you eat, and you are what you use too, when you put like, you know, stuff on your body. And we starting to see that, because the more and more time go by, all of these companies sending out PSAs, public service announcements of recalls of products that they put out into the public that was toxic. So That's why I like herbs and things like that and natural stuff. That's how I got into it. I never got into things to harm people, you know, and crystals and stuff like that. We're going to talk about crystals and stuff and things like that too. Because I, you know, people are scared to talk about stuff because they get the going into, you know, certain things. But I'm not scared to talk about any. I'm not scared to talk about it because I know what I stepped into things on, and I know what was leading me, and I never was led by hurting people or harming people. I always kept it 100 with people or why I use things. I never used nothing to mix and shake and bake to make people fall in love and hypnotize this man and make that man forget that, make this woman forget that, and, you know, use that. I was never a conjurer to conjure up things to do ill will or to send anybody negativity. That wasn't my mission. That my ancestors didn't give me mine for that. They gave me mine for protection, yeah. But my protection is on a whole different base. On a whole different base. So I don't, will never, you know, people don't, you know, don't contact me or try to connect with me to do harm, to use my gifts to do harm, because I will never, I'm not sacrificing what the Most High and my ancestors have died and gave up and, you know, done, you know, good things for, to jeopardize my knowledge that I know that they gave me for another person to do harm to them. So, yeah, I don't rock with it. I don't do the, my gift was to heal and to help. My gift wasn't to harm and hinder. So, you know, I'm not for everybody. So if anybody was trying to connect or thought that, you know, they would connect with me for those type of purposes, invitation denied. You know, invitation denied, because I don't rock like that. Yeah, but that was just more into like the womb healing on how I came, how I stepped into different you know, different ways, finding different ways to heal yourself naturally and stuff like that. But it just was an honor because you got a chance to you know, you just got a chance to connect with your elders who came before you, and they just gave you different keys on things, you know, and it was up to you. It was up to you on how you were going to use them and what doors you, it's like you got the keys. You got the keys to open different doors, and some of the keys that you have can open whatever door, but it's up to you of, you know, it's up to you to choose to use your key of access on a positive, you know, to open positive doors, you know. That's how I can explain that. But yeah, all of the extra stuff, like to do womb work and stuff, and how people do certain things to do womb blockages and stuff on other people. No. So that's why a whole lot of things is coming to light about stuff. You know, I'm not no certain person that's going to show people how to do certain things. Some people are access denied on that end. I don't do that. If I can't, you know, if you take anything, just take the knowledge of certain things because it can help you. You know, so okay, you guys, I haven't been on this podcast in a minute, so I kind of was a little everywhere. I hope not too much, but I hope I'm just asking, I'm sending out the message. I hope that it, you know, reached the right person. I hope it opened up the right door to the right person that it's supposed to. So we're gonna close this out at
we're gonna post this out. Yeah, it's about 40 minutes, you guys. So if you would like, you can, I will post later, probably on a different platform, probably YouTube or somewhere. But you know, just take this day for yourself, you guys, and meditate, relax, take care of yourself. Go find, you know, find you something that make you happy today, ladies, women. Just find something that's for you. It doesn't matter how simple it is. How simple it is. Just take time for yourself. If this is your her day, if this is your special day, take time for yourself. Sit, meditate, relax, get your journal, get the writing. And to our other ladies, that's just, you know, I mean, that's just for the ones who's letting it flow. But for the ones that's just, it's just Wisdom Wednesdays, that was just some knowledge that I just wanted to, you know, put out there for different ways to find self-healing, find the ways to self-heal yourself in the inside, and, you know, going inside of healing, you know, on a spiritual level with things of, you know, throwing out as much of the toxic products as you can, which is throwing them away. Like when it comes to your womb space, try to get 100% natural things. And that's not only for your womb, that's just for your body, your temple. Because your womb is your creation. You know, that's what you're creating with, as far as bringing life into this world. So you always want to protect what you put on it, what you let go, what you let connect with it. Listen to that. You want to be careful what you let connect with your womb space. That's with everything. So the toxic products and stuff. So just go through your space and just read the back of the stuff. You know, make a change within your soap and stuff. So that was just some tips for today, you guys. So I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Peace.